come up with an astronomical number, give you zero time to post a bond that's not even commercially available in the United States.
This is extraordinary.
No one's ever seen a bond this size. Every single person, when I came to them saying, hey, can I get a $500 million bond? Maria, they were laughing. They were laughing. Yeah. Top executives of the largest surety companies had never seen anything of this size. And what, they're going to start seizing assets?
Welcome to What Was That? I'm Gabe Sanchez. Eric Trump went on to Fox News looking for sympathy over his father having to pay the bond in his New York fraud case, but instead got humiliated for whining like a petulant child about being laughed at.
Nobody cares, crybaby.
There's nothing quite as funny as Eric Trump going on live TV to humiliate himself by saying some of the dumbest things possible. And this time, Eric went on to Fox News to cry about his family's business being held accountable for defrauding banks and investors.
Well, so sad. First of all, I'm a guy that grew up in New York. My father built a skyline of New York.
Well, we aren't even 10 seconds in and Eric Trump is already pushing this idiotic lie that his father built the New York skyline. Have you looked at the New York skyline? None of that was built by Trump. He just slaps his dumb name on buildings through licensing agreements. Oh, and when it comes to the New York skyline, Trump bragged about having the tallest building after the Twin Towers fell on 9/11. Outside of the fact that that was the most f***ed up thing to say after a terrorist attack, 40 Wall Street, the building that Trump bought and didn't build, had not been the tallest building in Lower Manhattan in the 1970s when the Twin Towers were constructed, nor was it the tallest in the area after 2001. Trump lied, so what else is new? Now, this lie about the New York skyline that Eric is pushing is the same one that he said when the original judgment was made on this case.
My father built the skyline of New York City. And this is the thanks he gets?
And this is the thanks he gets? Would you shut the f*** up already? My God, have you ever seen a 40-year-old man whine this much?
People are gonna get crushed. It's gonna be a bloodbath. And Joe has no idea that it's bad. I mean,
never mind. It clearly runs in the family.
I went out to the largest sureties in the world. The largest sureties in the country.
What?
The largest sureties in the country.
The largest sureties in the country.
The largest sureties in the country.
And the Trump family makes fun of President Biden for having a stutter? Yeah, okay.
And now they're making him do something that's not physically possible, putting up a $500 million bond. Bonds that size don't exist in this country. A $10 million bond is a large bond. A $15 million bond is an enormous bond. A $500 million bond?
If Eric Trump thinks that $10 to $15 million is a lot for a bond, wait till he hears about his dad's associate and real estate investor, Tom Barrack, posting $250 million for bail in 2021. Maybe there's a connection between real estate and fraud.
I hear about the so-called victimless crimes, but the laws on the books, falsification of business records in second degree, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, conspiracy, and all these different aspects of it, those are actual crimes. I take it your point is that these should not have been prosecuted?
Well, my point is there's never been a case like this in 75 years. Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted.
Wow, that take might be dumber than whatever Eric Trump has been crying about on Fox News. And beyond that, if you do a simple search online for the largest bail bonds in U.S. history, you'll find out that Eric is lying. Go figure. Now, on the company side, Samsung posted a $1 billion bond in 2014, Cox Communications posted a $1.2 billion bond in 2021, SAP posted a $1.3 billion bond in 2011, and Marvell Technology Group posted a $1.5 billion bond in 2014. Again, it's almost like Eric could have Googled this before going on live TV and making this absurd claim.
They're gonna hurt the thousands and thousands of employees that we have in New York State. These are janitors, these are doormen, these are, you know, people that work in commercial buildings. They're going to hurt those individuals, not the executives. They're going to hurt those individuals. How about all the contractors that we employ to do build outs? How about, you know, everybody else that relies on our family, thousands of people?
For years, Donald Trump stiffed thousands of employees, contractors, and vendors because he believed he didn't have to pay. Anyone who has gotten into bed with Donald Trump... anyone who has done business with Donald Trump knows the man is a fraud and a cheat. But since I mentioned beds earlier, I want to thank today's sponsor, Miracle Made. Did you know that traditional bed sheets can harbor more bacteria than a toilet seat? It can lead to acne, allergies, and stuffy noses, and it's just gross. Miracle Made offers a whole line of self-cleaning antibacterial bedding, such as sheets, pillowcases, and comforters that prevent up to 99.7% of bacteria growth and require up to 3 times less laundry. Using silver-infused fabrics inspired by NASA, Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at the perfect temperature all night long, so you get better sleep every night. These sheets are infused with silver that prevent up to 99.7% of bacterial growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle Sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Stop sleeping on bacteria. Bacteria can clog your pores, causing breakouts and acne. Sleep clean with Miracle. Go to trymiracle.com/Gabe to try Miracle Sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo Gabe at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Gabe and use the code Gabe to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Gabe to treat yourself. Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Eric Trump went on to make another hilarious claim about his father.
He came out and said he wants to put hundreds of millions of dollars of his own money into his campaign.
Donald Trump has told this lie about using his own money since the 2016 campaign. And since then, he hasn't used any of his own money. Also, Trump was just asked about that very thing and snapped at a reporter for asking it.
Are you going to start putting money into your campaign? Yeah. You haven't done that since 2016.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business.
Donald Trump, man of the people.
They have that judge that you have on the screen right there come up with an astronomical number, give you zero time to post a bond that's not even commercially available in the United States. No one's ever seen a bond this size. Every single person, when I came to them saying, hey, can I get a $500 million bond? Maria, they were laughing. They were laughing. Yeah. Top executives of the largest surety companies had never seen anything of this size. And what, they're going to start seizing assets?
As I pointed out earlier, there have been many bonds that are much larger than $500 million. So either this story from Eric Trump never happened, or Eric really did get laughed out of the room by execs. Honestly, I could see them laughing in Eric's face, because here's the thing, if you are really a billionaire, then you should have no issue getting a bond. Now, let's just assume that this really did happen. Here are a few questions for Eric Trump. Were you laughed at because your family has a history of stiffing people you do business with? Or could it be because your family committed fraud and your collateral is all worthless? Or could it be because, and just hear me out on this one, your father's companies have filed for bankruptcy 6 separate times, and then your father spent 20 years artificially inflating the value of everything he owned to secure fraudulent loans. Who knows, but hey, you can totally trust Trump. He's a smart and successful businessman.
Right.
Also, something that I mentioned in a previous episode is that it's pretty telling that Ivanka and Jared are not willing to give Donald Trump a cent. Even they know the orange buffoon isn't good for it.
The entire Florida real estate community is laughing. The judge said that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. $18 million? You can't buy anything on the island of Palm Beach for $18 million, let alone by far the largest house. A house that's probably worth $1 billion. I mean, Maria, this is the entire Florida real estate community is laughing at this. The entire real estate community in general is petrified of New York.
No, they're not. It was the Palm Beach County property appraiser valuations that put Trump's property at between $18 million and $28 million. Also, in 2020, Trump appraised Mar-a-Lago at $26.6 million. I swear, the stupidity in this family is something else.
You know how much business New York State is losing because of this? Because they see this radical, and you even have the governor, Kathy Hochul, comes out and says, you know, we're going to do this to Trump.
Actually, I think Letitia James has a response to Eric Trump.
And last I checked, tourism is up and Wall Street is doing just fine.
Watching Eric Trump be on the verge of tears while telling a story about getting laughed at reminds me of a couple other stories he told us.
I was on a plane. I was on a commercial flight when this whole indictment broke. People were coming up to me, giving me hugs.
More people have come up to me on the street in the last week and given me hugs saying, we miss him so much. I mean, literally sometimes, Sean, with tears in their eyes, we miss the man so much.
Yeah, I'll take things that never happened for 1,000. What's that? Trump has a history of seeing people cry around him? Well, that's not surprising.
You know, I have so many people, I was just walking up, and every time it happened.
When I came in, Bex, this happens all the time.
It happens every time.
A very, very powerful guy, big, strong guy.
He was a strong, tough guy.
Strong, tough cookie.
Big, strong guy, and he's crying. With tears coming down in his face. Said, thank you, Mr. President, for saving our country. This happens all the time.
Thank you, sir, for saving our country. And he was crying. And I'm telling you, he was crying. I don't think this guy cried when he was a baby.
In fact, I looked at him and I said, I wouldn't want to fight these guys.
Well, they were strong, tough men and women. And half of them were crying.
A big, strong guy grabbed me. And he was almost crying.
Half of them had tears coming down their face.
Of the 9, 8 of them
were crying.
They were crying. I mean, there were like 8 or 9 of them, and only one wasn't. And I said, what's your problem? And I don't cry.
Very tough, very strong, very powerful men. They were crying, actually.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people cry around Trump, but just not for the reason that he thinks. So whether Eric Trump is telling the truth and execs did in fact laugh in his face, his whiny attempt to get anyone's sympathy completely backfired.
And this is the thanks he gets?
Well, that's all for me today. Thanks so much for watching, and feel free to follow me. I am Gabe Sanchez. And if you'd like to contribute to the show and join our growing community, you can subscribe to my Patreon at patreon.com/IamGabeSanchez. Your contribution helps support independent journalism. So until next episode, I'm Gabe Sanchez, and this has been What Was That?